Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. Saratoga Performing Arts Center welcomes the New York City Ballet this week. The season features four unique programs from tonight through July 13th as part of City Ballet's historic 75th anniversary and its 58th season in Saratoga at SPAC. Opening the season tonight is NYCB On and Off Stage, hosted by principal dancers for a unique behind-the-curtain experience featuring excerpts from this week's ballets and culminating with a celebratory after-party. Highlighting the residency is George Balanchine's three-act work, Jewels, returning for the first time since 2016, as well as the elegant Emeralds and Stravinsky's jazz-inflected Rubies, as well as Tchaikovsky's Symphonic Diamonds. Also featured are two evenings dedicated to the works of contemporary choreographers, including a new work by Amy Hall Gardner. To tell us more about all of this, we are honored and thrilled to welcome the New York City Ballet's artistic director, Jonathan Stafford. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us. What an honor to have you back on the program.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back here in Saratoga Springs.
Well, what is that like? How do you view this of the week that you spend upstate?
I view it as kind of the end of our performance year. You know, we open in the fall and we push through all the way through with four performance seasons in the city through our spring season, but our year is really not complete until we've had a chance to come up to Saratoga, perform for the incredible community and audiences up here, and present what we do best on this great stage here at the amphitheater.
So putting a season together, what is that like of knowing what to bring and how to present, what to present over those four nights?
Well, we want to present, you know, the real New York City Ballet, certainly at our best, you know, the ballets that you would see if you went and saw us in Lincoln Center. We bring the full company, bring our full orchestra, you know, we bring full-size productions. And what we really try to do is present a little something for everybody. You know, we have a really diverse audience up here that likes different things, and the company has this incredibly diverse repertory. And we feel like we can present, you know, a selection of pieces that we did from this past year, really highlights and some of the strongest work we did, and present it up here and make this week feel as robust as possible.
I should mention that I said in the evenings, but there are two matinees as well where you perform in the afternoon, which are very special opportunities as well.
They are. You know, we want our ballets to be accessible to anybody. We want young kids to be able to come and not have to, you know, skip their bedtime that night and stay up late watching us on the stage. We love dancing here in the matinees, and there's something really fun because we usually dance for a darkened theater. There's something really fun about seeing the faces of the audience and seeing the reactions of them while you're up there performing and feeling the energy, you know, coming through in those matinee performances.
Tell us a little bit.
As long as it's not too hot.
As long as it's not too hot. Yeah, there is that. So tell us a little bit about New York City Ballet On and Off Stage. This is something that, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, that came out of the pandemic, but has remained sort of a fan favorite.
Yeah, it's one of those silver linings coming out of the pandemic. It's a way for us to be a bit more nimble in what we do and present something that's really approachable, especially for someone who has never seen the company before, someone who doesn't know ballet so well. What they're going to get are really strong performance excerpts with costume and orchestra and the dancers, but they're also going to get a real behind-the-scenes look and explanation of what they're seeing, why we do it, what's important about it, and also what I love about it, what I've heard from the community up here, is that the community gets to know the dancers a little bit because they talk. You know,
right.
Normally we don't get to talk. We just go up there and move around. But they get to hear from the dancers and get to know them a bit more. And I've heard from the community of like, oh, I can't wait to see that dancer again next year when they come back. I feel like I know them now. So in terms of community connection, we love this program. It's a really strong one, maybe the best one we've ever done tonight.
I mentioned in the introduction about George Balanchine's three-part masterpiece, Jewels, that will be performed tomorrow night at 7:30 and again on Thursday at 2 p.m. And a classic from the repertoire.
It is. It's as classic New York City Ballet and Balanchine as it comes. It's a ballet we hold very dear, and our dancers look really good in it. It's one of those ballets that every single dancer in the company has danced at some point in at least one of the sections, but usually more than one. And it's a really important ballet for our repertory, and we feel that it's a really strong representation of what we do so well. And we've got a killer cast up here this year.
Talk to us about another thing that you'll be doing both on Thursday night and Saturday night is contemporary choreography. Talk about the importance of that and really bringing to the future, and also how you see audiences approaching those performances.
Well, part of our mission at New York City Ballet is to continue to further the world of classical ballet and push the envelope and take it into different directions, different and exciting directions. And so while, you know, we do preserve and uphold great ballets like Jewels, we also create at least four new works every single year as a way to lift up new voices, really cultivate the next generation of choreographers and storytellers. And we love the ballets we have up here. I mean, Amy Hall Gardner is a very in-demand choreographer in the most, you know, recent times, like in the last couple of years. And she did this great piece for us that really features some of our youngest talent that's up and coming in the company. And then Pam Tanowitz, who's been a mainstay in the dance world for many years now, and did this piece that really showcases a really unique part of her style and aesthetic that our dancers dance really, really well, and I think is really approachable.
Swan Lake and Stars and Stripes will be performed Friday, July 12th at 7:30, and again on Saturday, the next day at 2 p.m. And again, this gets back to classic repertoire.
It does. I mean, there's nothing more classic than Swan Lake as a story. It's a great access point for people who haven't seen a ballet performance before or seen New York City Ballet before. It's something relatable. It's something that's recognizable. And, we love this Balanchine version that's short and sweet and allows us to show some other things. But one of the real highlights of the program is the scenes from Capella, where we're featuring 24 students locally who've been really hard at work. And I saw them in rehearsal yesterday, and they're doing so well. They've been really hard at work for this really big moment that they get to perform on the stage alongside the company dancers.
Well, it's a marvelous program, and it's so wonderful to have you back in Saratoga and at SPAC. 75th anniversary for New York City Ballet, the 58th season at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and the festival runs tonight through July 13th. You can find out more about the season by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Jonathan Stafford is the New York City Ballet Artistic Director. Jonathan, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much, and we're going to have a great week.
I look forward to it. Be well. Again, you can find out more information by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.